Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com. Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of our discussion of our history lesson today, this Friday, November 22nd, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Again, we put those markers in for the podcast. You can listen on demand anytime. Just go to the website, yourdefendingfathers.com, click on podcast. You don't have to listen to the stream player repeat of the show. You can listen on demand anytime you want. Pastor Jetfield, continuing on this conversation, I got a couple of text messages. One person said that they disagreed a little bit with you about Thanksgiving versus Easter. You know, Jesus dying on the cross, forgiveness of our sins. They thought that was perhaps more, should be more respected compared to Thanksgiving. They consider it a political holiday, even though you said that it is quoted and stated in Scripture all over the place about giving thanks. I guess that's a debate we could have.
And that's legitimate, of course, because the resurrection of Jesus Christ is so fundamental. My only point here is we celebrate the resurrection every Sunday. There's no place in the Bible we're told to remember Easter, specifically the day of his resurrection, or Christmas, that day that has been set aside to remember his birth. Not specifically, but Thanksgiving, giving thanks, we're specifically told to do. But yeah, that's legitimate, of course. We are big believers in the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Amen. One thing I think is kind of interesting in this discussion, too, you're referencing how culture could influence politics. And one of the things that I think a lot of people got sick and tired of in this election was the agenda. This woke agenda, this electric vehicles, all the things that the Democrats were pushing, running on, still trying to make an issue here in Michigan. Look at those TV ads, Elisa Slotkin attacking Mike Rogers for bringing pro-life back in the day, using it as an attack message, but it worked. Trump won Michigan, but Rogers lost.
It was close, very close. What she won with, I think, she identified herself with Trump repeatedly. Well, I supported Trump, President Trump's, you know, agenda on this and that and this and that. And she tried to portray herself as kind of a moderate. And she succeeded to some measure. It was close, very close election. That was a pretty slick political move on her part.
Two counties that Trump won that Rogers lost was Muskegon and Saginaw. In those counties, now we're looking at them going all the way back to Ronald Reagan, 1980 election over Jimmy Carter. You have to win Muskegon and Saginaw counties on a statewide election, whether it's president or U.S. Senate, governor, or whatever. If you don't win those two counties, you don't win the election. And it's pretty interesting, the demographics, the political ideologies of those two counties, and Trump won those two, Rogers didn't, and they basically cost him the election.
Right. Let me give you another example of culture leading. In other words, in this case, culture's upstream. I saw this. The Republican Party didn't see it coming. That was marijuana. I learned this, first of all, in the jail. Okay, in the jail. I mean, I preached to the guys in the jail, and I was preaching, and I was saying, you know, stay. I tell them, don't drink, don't use drugs. And I say, you know, and they know there's some, you know, heroin and other cocaine is very bad. And I don't know if I preached it or somebody said, well, what about marijuana? And I said, yeah, and marijuana, stay away from marijuana. This is before marijuana was even was even legal for medical uses. And I
sure.
noticed the guy say, well, Pastor Chatfield, yes, I've accepted Christ, but, you know, I just like to smoke marijuana at home. It's no worse than having a beer at home. It just kind of relaxes me.
Yeah.
And then I started to see that people that were way younger than you and me, even Christian people,
sure,
were sometimes smoking marijuana. And it was Christian people, and I won't give you details, but I, whoa, what's happening here? When I was growing up, Christians, conservatives says, don't legalize marijuana. I voted against legalization of marijuana, even for medical reasons. And at the time, I don't remember what year was it, 2006, was it? 2004, whatever. It was back in the day.
Yep.
And they, well, that's, we're just doing this for medical reasons. But the more people did it, next thing you know, it's on the ballot, and it gets passed overwhelmingly. Some politically astute Republicans said, let's get ahead of this. We're going to lose this. And what year was it, Randy? Was it
2018.
I said, we're going to lose this, and it's going to hurt us, and the governor's race is going to hurt us. And some Republicans, conservatives, no, we're going to take a stand against marijuana. Okay, whatever. And it killed us.
Yep.
They elected
Governor Gretchen Whitmer over Bill Schuette.
It really helped her. Now, whether she'd been elected anyway, maybe, but it did really help. That was when people didn't have they had no sense of what the culture was saying. Now, I beg people, don't drink, don't smoke marijuana, don't use drugs. I'm just saying that a lot of Christians now that it's legal, some people openly do it. It's no big deal anymore. It used to be a big deal in our lives.
So I remember, and I'm sure you do, when we were in high school, in health class, we saw the movies where marijuana basically was said to be the gateway drug to cocaine, heroin, whatever, that once you got into the addictive mode using drugs, it could lead to other, you know, harder, more, you know, stronger drugs. That was the way they were selling it back in the 1970s.
Yes. Yes, it was. And my point here is, in this case, boy, people didn't know. Some of the conservatives didn't see this coming. And it became, but now it's considered just wonderful. Let me give you another example. Go back decades. 1935, the Social Security Act, which was the introduction by FDR of an old age pension for workers. People are just terribly poor that the government would take care of them, will help take care of them. It was fought against by conservatives, but it passed because the Democrats had an overwhelming majorities back then. But and even the Democrats at that time says, well, it's just going to be a very, very small tax. It's just for, you know, and now what has happened to Social Security? Everybody believes in Social Security. Someday, yours truly will collect some Social Security, I'd imagine, unless I die first. And not that I think it's a good program. I'm simply saying, it has become almost an acquired right. By the way, the topic of last week, Frederick Bastiat said this. When you have socialism, and let me just back up and say this. When the Republicans say all these socialistic plans that the Democrats come forward, and the Democrats come back and they say, well, do you think, they'll come back and they'll say, quote, do you think Social Security is socialistic? In reality, they got a point. Because in reality, it is. It is. But the Republicans back off. Why? Smartly back off from that. Why? Because if I say, well, Social Security is socialistic, Well, everybody now believes that it is almost like a constitutional, God-given right to have the government take care of you when you're old. And now there's another argument here. They say, well, Pastor Chatfield, but I paid into that all these years. Granted, but you do understand that the money in this that you paid into Social Security all those years is, as Ernie Harwell would say, long gone. It is not sitting in a lockbox. I mean, we're hand-to-mouth right now with Social Security. The system is endangered, to say
the least. And you remember, it was Bill Clinton with the Democrats and even the Republicans that tapped into that lockbox and put that money into the general fund to balance the budget or try to. That started the downfall of the funding of it. It's going to have to be restructured somehow, some way, in order to salvage it, or it's going to go bankrupt. They said. I believe the number now is close to 2030 or 2036.
Nobody can even say what you just said, because then the opposition, as soon as anybody says,
yep,
we've got to restructure this. Whoa, everybody's up with arms, and they'll show a picture of an older lady, you know, sitting in a wheelchair.
No. The famous one, the Republican in his blue suit, white shirt, red tie, pushing the old lady off the cliff in a wheelchair.
I get it.
Remember right. Those TV
yes.
ads?
Yes, I do. So it creates – so that's – the Social Security Act created that. That wasn't – there wasn't a large – a demand or call for Social Security in 1935, but over the decades now, it is an acquired right, or people so believe.
Yeah.
That don't touch my Social Security. And we're talking Republicans, Democrats, everybody says that, because they paid all that money into it and they're collecting it.
Even Donald Trump brought it up during the campaign that he's going to eliminate the taxation of Social Security.
Yes, I mean, you got it. Yes. And so that's a political move. It's pretty smart. Now, mathematics will eventually catch up to us someday.
Yeah.
You can't continually spend money you don't have and try to pass to the next generations our debt. By the way, that's what George Washington said in his farewell address. Not passing down our debts to our children that we ourselves ought to bear. But that is what we are doing. Continually.
Well, one of the things I'm convinced of, and I've looked at the appointments of his cabinet, his decision to push, and he's going to do for this almost immediately. I think he's got control of the House, Senate to be able to do it. They're going to reduce our corporate tax rate down to 15% from 21. And Elon Musk being involved in the government oversight, he's going to be out recruiting companies, businesses to come back to the United States. They're saying this one act will give us the lowest corporate tax in the world. And corporations will start paying into our treasury. And that's his plan to pay down the debt and to cover the additional costs of Social Security, Medicare, all these other programs. So let's see if that economic plan carries out. But we're going to go into the final segment here. I got a couple of text messages I do want to get to and respond to. We're going to discuss this. We'll wrap this up with your text messages right after the break. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Now, y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. A final segment of our conversation with Pastor Chatfield. One of our listeners says that while he's not a big fan of Rogers, he believes the election was stolen in Muskegon. And he feels that the clerk there manipulated some of the ballots. Kind of interesting the way that Muskegon played out for Trump versus Roger Slotkin and other local races. He's talking to some people about possibly having Muskegon County looked at because he thinks that county should have gone for Rogers, and he thinks there was some games played there. So he's going to be reaching out to Patrick Kolbeck and a few others. Final question for you on this issue. With the new Trump victory, winning back the majority in the Senate, expanding the majority in the House, this agenda coming up, do you think that this is going to be the government, his agenda, politics, tapping into the society, the culture, as you talked about? Do you think it's going to be trending more that way now because of his victory and the new majorities they have in the House and the Senate?
Yes, it's going to help. I can see it. I've already seen it. By the way, just in case you care, I see it because I'm out among the people. I'm always passing out gospel tracts, trying to knocking on doors, winning people to Christ.
Yeah.
I see it truly. I see it as good. But I see it as good, but not everybody's convinced. I see the backside of it too. I see the left going more bananas. Yet I see that. But now's the time where we got to make hay. We're going to make hay while the sun shines here, and yep. Especially some of the crazy. And I've talked to some people that would say, "Look, if a man wants to marry a man, let him marry a man. I don't care. So, I don't care." But the same person will say, but don't mutilate children. In other words, lots of younger people are okay with same-sex marriage and homosexuality in general. They would say, well, I'm not gay, but let them do whatever they want. That's their attitude. But sure. When it comes to transgenderism and mutilation of children, they say, well, that's crazy. A man declaring himself a woman and playing on women's sports, the average person says that is crazy. See, in that case, the left, the progressives, the woke mob went further than they should have, and it really contributed to their loss in this election, because that is craziness.
Yeah.
And the man,
it was clearly obvious the biggest voting block black men, Latinas, and the suburban women saying, you know, they agreed with those positions totally, and that they actually swung those block of voters on that and a few other issues, economic, but also this woke agenda. They disagree with it, and they voted accordingly.
Yeah. Now, I would say this is probably true. You know, I'm an amateur political pundit. However, I'll give you my 2 cents. Probably the bread and butter issues of the economy was the overwhelming, that was the major issue.
Absolutely.
But these other issues contributed to the, where people were saying, well, wait a minute here. I've been a Democrat a long time, but this is ridiculous. I'm not going that far. And I don't like Trump because he insults people, but boy, I'm going to vote for him because it was better. It was better with Trump.
Yeah,
I think that's probably what happened here. But now let us pass out gospel tracts, try to win people to Christ, because that's where people are convinced. I've got lots of illustrations where people became Christians and they started to read the Bible and they took the authority of the Bible at face value and said, oh, wait a minute here. Yes, I get this. I know of a new convert who says, all of a sudden my friends, after I started going to church and reading the Bible, oh, you become one of those. He says, well, it's just kind of common sense. I read it in the Bible. And so that's where we make the converts of hearts. That's where culture is really affected upstream of politics. But again, the answer to the question is culture upstream or downstream from politics? And the answer, it's both. These things work in tandem. So, but the election of Trump, I'm convinced, boy, that's moved people. Hey, all these people are doing the Trump dance all of a sudden. They weren't doing that a month ago. There you
right.
go. Yes.
Yeah. Well, one of the things, I saw it on social media. I showed it to Vicky last night. And there was a boxer doing it while he won the fight. Immediately stepped over in the corner and just shrugged his shoulders back and forth with the hand punching kind of motion. But it was Donald Trump's dance. And like you said, NFL players are doing it. There are even these people. There was a video of them in a shopping mall. They did one of, you know, how they do those flash mobs where all of a sudden everybody starts singing or dancing or doing
sure.
something. Well,
sure.
Guess what? They were all doing the Trump dance. So kind of interesting, very interesting. I got to ask you, I know you don't like me doing this, but preaching on Sunday, you'll be on the radio from 11 to noon. And a lot of people always want to know where they should have their Bibles open up to.
Well, we're going to talk about Thanksgiving. I'm going to start in the 100th Psalm.
100th Psalm, very good.
Psalm 100.
Okay, very good. We'll start with that on Thanksgiving. Sunday before Thanksgiving. And again, we'd love you to go to church and see him in person. But if you can't, you can always hear it as a public service here on the radio from 11 to noon. And we appreciate you doing that for us. And one last thing we want to remind people, we will not be on the radio Thursday, but Pastor Chatfield will be back next Friday. So greatly appreciate you, sir.
All right. God bless you. Thanks, Randy.
God bless you. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention